DJ. Good morning, guys. It is March 24th, Saturday, SushiCast 19, and the skies are clear today, and like yesterday, super freaking cloudy and rainy and cold, and I have returned. Yes, I know, you missed me. Don't be sad. I'm back. Okay, so I came back from my crazy Southeast Asia tour, 2 months of just shenanigans and vacation, and I must say the Southeast Asian Sowens are holding it down. Everywhere I went, I heard Girls' Generation. No joke. Everywhere. Flea markets, the malls, movie theater, just anywhere. So I commend you guys. Yay! All right, let's start out with the... Okay, let's start out... You know what? Let's start out with the introductions. Everyone give a happy birthday to our new boss dude, Daryl. Say what's up.
What's up? Woo!
Yeah.
I'm old. What's up?
How old are you? Oh my gosh, yeah, you're
freaking
old.
I know, sorry. Anyway, yeah, next.
20. Okay, does anyone want me to translate that for you?
Go ahead.
No, they need to figure out themselves. 21.
He's
that's 21. The game.
That's 21.
21. Yeah. Figure out your Korean. Go study. Yeah. He's 21. Alright, moving on. Yishipal. Okay, moving on to my co-host of Shenanigans, Darren DT. Say what's up.
Yo.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, really.
Moving on, awkward stick of silence. Don't hate. Okay, Lauren, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, go ahead.
Spot Bunny.
Okay, and our last dude, Steve. Say what's up.
Hey guys, it's Steve. Hope you're all doing well.
Alright, so let's start with the most recent birthday, Tay's birthday. Woo woo woo! Our
Yay.
Leader.
Wow.
You guys are...
Where are the claps?
I know.
Guys? What is this?
We just had... Don't worry, I'll edit it in later. Don't worry about it. Happy birthday. Okay.
That just seems so artificial now. We're just editing later.
I'll edit that too. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's right.
Okay, so Tay's birthday. Dude, I didn't even know she had a toe injury. I'm so off. Wow. From what performance or how'd she get hurt?
She didn't say. Just when she went for an award
show
to MC,
say.
She told everybody that she got her toenail injured, so she couldn't move around.
She had to miss a couple of performances too.
Wait, did they say what performance? Wait.
She missed one at least.
Yeah, she missed.
There was one where there was only seven of them. I don't remember which one that was.
Oh yeah, they were messing around in that performance. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that? Yeah, I think when they did the boys, like their formation was all crazy off and stuff, but it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just funny because there's only seven of them. Anything else for Tay's birthday, guys? Nothing. Thank you all for the feedback. It's really nice and lovely to read everyone's comments. That's it. Nothing. Tay's birthday. Daryl's birthday. Woohoo! Joint birthday. Oh. Soju shots. Just real quick, what are you doing for your birthday, Daryl? Are you getting finished? Because you're 21.
I don't drink, remember?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm just hanging out with friends later.
Okay,
so, yeah, we're going out to dinner, so I have to leave in a little while.
All right, let's move on. Selective hearing interview. This was one of those 15 and up posts, and we got a lot of feedback. I honestly was not expecting that. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's a J-pop K-pop crossover with selectivehearing.com. A lot of it is really, what's the proper word? It was very, not controversial, but it was just like a lot of touchy subjects about disbanding for Sonyeosude and
no fluff.
All that jazz. Yeah, no fluff would probably be the better word. What'd you guys think about that interview that I had with Taz? At least the first part, anyway. There's a second part, so please stay tuned for it. What do you think about it, guys? I'll throw it at Steven first. What do you think about the interview?
It was cool.
You didn't post the second part yet, though.
No, I did not. The second part features Daryl, Steven, and I, but we'll just talk about the first one. Darren, I'm sorry. You guys are both next to each other on my Skype chat. And I can't read, sorry. Is that it, Steve? No comments?
Oh, negative? What comments okay. did I have? Oh.
Yeah, did you have any comments for it?
No, I thought that it was a fun interview, and it seemed like a lot of people really enjoyed it. And a lot of people on the blog liked hearing your thoughts on, like, how or what you would do after SNSD is over when they expand. Yeah.
Let's just hope that day never comes. Lauren, what were your thoughts on the interview? If you had a chance to read it.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Oh my god, I just had a thought. Hang on, where did it go?
Should I come back to you?
I liked that it was sort of like off the record, kind of, in a way. Like, a lot of interviews are so straightforward, and you know that people were told to say certain things, and I just like how it was really natural. I don't, that's a stupid word for it, but you know what I mean?
I get it. That's all good.
I'm sorry.
All right, DT. DT, what'd you think about our interview?
I wasn't there for the first part, so...
For you.
I read that for the first time. That was pretty awesome. I think it's funny how you have to preface it by saying, don't read on if you can't handle this first bit.
Because, I mean, let's be real here. There are some previous posts where the comments are like, please don't say that about
this actually wasn't a
Yeah, they go nuts. They go nuts. We've got some crazies.
Like, oh, I think, okay, if you guys have never read my Happy Birthday Yuri hip-hop post,
no, you showed me. You're so proud.
Oh, okay, but still, like, the comments in there were like, how dare you say
that? Yeah, but that was way worse than the interview.
So, I mean, my disclaimer at the beginning, I think, was justified. And, I mean, I'm really glad, too, that the people who commented were pretty mature about what I had to say.
You guys weren't here with the Maria debacle where she posted a picture of Tiffany when she had the cast on the leg, and using that as an example, saying that she's gonna break her model fucking leg. You ever talk crap about Boss Lady? Oh my god, that was amazing. And then people just went nuts. That was like ancient times. That was like way back when. That caused some trouble right there.
Need more trouble, man. Our blog's getting too docile recently.
Trouble. This is true. Alright, so any other thoughts, Darren, before I move it to Daryl, your twin with the same name?
I was just surprising because, obviously, you know, once you preface that by saying, you know, be mature when you come into this, reading this post, it's really surprising to see so many people who are actually fine with it all. It's just it's hard to preface it because there's probably so many people who just either read it and don't really want to comment because you already prefaced it by that, or just got so, because like there are always people like that, and it's just interesting. It's an interesting side, and like I always prefer those kind of interviews for us, obviously, because we don't need to be so PC about it.
Right. All right, so I'm going to move it over to Boss Dude. Daryl, any thoughts on my interview with Selective Hearing, part one?
Yeah, that was cool. I thought it was pretty candid. Yeah, pretty candid. That was cool. How did you score that? How the heck did you score that thing?
You guys are part of the new generation, so you probably never met Todd, that one zombie. No? Okay. Back when we had the chat roll, me and Darren and, you know, chat roll. You still get excited about chat roll. When we had it back in the day, we had a frequent user named Taz, that one zombie, who actually helped me with a podcast and stuff, like how to edit and whatnot. And he's a really big hip-hop fan, so, you know, outside of chat roll, me and him, we just talk about hip-hop, whatever. And besides K-pop and hip-hop, his other passion is J-pop, and he just seems to be in a similar situation as us, you know, just writing on his own blog with a bunch of his homies about J-pop rather than K-pop. And he just said, hey, you know what, you guys get a lot of traffic, and I'm sure that a lot of people who listen to K-pop used to listen to J-pop, so let's do a crossover, and that's how it happened.
That's cool. Yeah, that was a good post. Looking forward to the second one.
Okay, yeah, the second one's going up soon. It's just really hard for me to find all those LOL GIFs that you guys keep seeing. It makes it more interesting, too. It's just in my own opinion. Yeah, those random Tumblr GIFs. So, look forward to Selective Hearing Interview Part 2. I'll be putting it up eventually.
Yeah, I see it behind the scenes, just chilling there. I'm waiting for it.
To move it. I'm like moving the draft around. Like, I hope the other staffers aren't looking at this interview. It's still the same as it was back
Can you give us like a teaser for it? Can you give them like a teaser? Well,
Steven and I make an appearance finally.
Yes, finally. What did we talk about? We had one.
You want to talk about what we talked about? Because we talked about some pretty hilarious stuff. But I think you might want to save that for the actual.
I think we should just leave it.
Oh, well, wait. Steven, give him a little taste. What was one thing that we talked about? I'm about to pull that thing up to you. For those listening on the side right now, on our Justin TV, you can check out what we're talking about, the article that I just recently wrote with Selective Hearing. I will go ahead and post it on the side box for you guys if you have not read it. If you are not mature enough to handle just the GIF on the front, then don't continue on, as a disclaimer. There you are. All right, so Steve, go ahead, throw it at us. Just one little tease of...
Okay, sure. We talk about Sochi Airlines. Dun, dun, dun.
We did. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, that's enough. I hope that's enough of a preview. All right, so let's move on. Time Machine, finally. That was the random... What other video? It was like Bad Girl. It was just random. Oh, they're coming out with a music video? Okay, cool. Sweet. Yeah. Time to look forward to it for like one day. They really
Did Bad Girl have a teaser?
Yeah. I think it had two.
They came out, they came out on the motorbikes and we were like, what's that? Right.
They had a teaser that came out the next day.
Yeah. So. Okay, so Time Machine. Steve, you had that one long-winded post about your assumptions of what it was supposed to be about when just the teaser came out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did.
Redeem yourself now.
I was totally wrong.
Aww.
You were totally wrong?
Yeah, way off.
Was there anyone? There was nothing you were just slightly close at all?
Yeah, well, I was just describing the scenes. I mean, that's pretty bang on when you're describing something. But, no, I mean, in terms of my prediction of how the story would go, it was, like, not even connected at all. Like, it just, well, I think Dread Tech can talk about this, but, I mean, we thought it was going to be a story on V with the teaser, and the actor in the wheel, in the rocking chair, and he's all crying and stuff, and it was building up to what we thought would be their first story on V, but, Dread Tech, do you want to sort of talk about that?
Well, I preface it by saying that it's not a story when I saw the MV. It's just, it was a running theme. But, you know, there's a lot of people that still call it a story, full stop, because a story is supposed to initiate some sort of retelling of, you know, a journey. But, so I guess it does, but the thing is, there was no real start, middle, or end. It was just a running theme. Obviously, you know, love lost and all that stuff. I need a time machine, looking at the time. And it's just, that was it. And, you know, they did the whole SM thing where they just made you think something else and then they throw a complete curveball at you. Because it had, the teaser, as always, has nothing to do with the actual TV.
Okay, Daryl, birthday boy, you have anything to say?
Yeah, but that was only the first teaser though, because then they had that second teaser that actually led up into the music video, right?
Okay, but the music video as a whole, what did you think about it, Daryl? Like, did you like it? Well, did you not like it?
I liked it.
What were the good things? What are the bad things?
I liked it. I wrote a post on it. You guys saw it on the blog. Michelle destroyed it with hers same day.
I liked it. I just thought a lot of people had their expectations like sidelined a lot.
I liked
and then they're saying that, oh, it was a bad story and like there wasn't like, and like I'm just saying that don't get your expectations up that thinking that it was a story once you watched it. Just take it as what it was, which it was PV with a running theme. Really well made running theme.
Yeah, no, I like the music video. Let me open up that thing I wrote.
Okay, we'll throw it over to Lauren. What were your thoughts on the Time Machine music video or the teasers?
Well, the teasers were really Huh?
Go ahead.
The teasers were really, I don't know, misleading. Yeah. Because they had that old guy in the one. Well, yeah. They had that old guy in the one. And it was really bizarre how we only found out about this, what, like 48 hours before it actually came out. They've been doing that a lot lately. They're like throwing things at us before we even have time to prepare. But anyway, so I don't know, the only thing that was really meaningful in it, unless this was complete coincidence, which I don't think it was the clock time, 3:22. Wasn't there a clock, Steve, that said 3:22?
Yes, I think so.
And 3:22 represents, just so people can follow you.
Yeah, didn't it come out on the 22nd?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Like yesterday?
But, I mean,
it came out
yesterday. What was 3:22 then? Yeah, it didn't come out.
But it came out like 2 weeks ago. A week ago.
Yeah, that ain't wrong.
No.
It was like.
What happened?
The number was 2:12. It was 2:12 a.m. in Sohyun's part, or 2:13. Sohyun's was.
The times were all
like
mixed
307.
Up. Like
307. Yeah, 307. For
none of the scenes had the same time.
Yeah.
I think that's just to show the passage of time.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. I'm just that one then. There was a time, though, that represented when it debuted, though, the music video.
It was like
3:15
or something like that when it came out. Mm-hmm. Around that time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, anyway, I thought the times were important because they wouldn't just zoom in on clocks for no reason. So, I don't know. I thought they played a role. But other than that, I was disappointed with the music video.
It might play a role. I don't know. They actually have to link it to something.
Yeah, like, they looked pretty, but there was just no connection, and I mean, it's a really nice song, but I would have actually rather just even not had a music video if they were going to just do that with it.
I think the times are representing when I was looking at it, so you'll notice that in the beginning you'll see Seo's at like 2:12 a.m., right? And then if you look, hers is the only one you can see later in the video, so if you look at that last scene, so when she's like all happy and stuff and she's talking on the phone, you can see the clock in the background. It says 10:45. So I think what they did is they started it from the end and then they basically did like a flashback type of deal. So it's like
Sunny was ending it then.
Yeah, that's why they were all kind of happy. You can see like Sohyun was like, oh yes, like her expression at the end is like, okay, she's ready to run out the door and she's like all happy and stuff. And like same with Yuri too, when she like, you see her, like, rise her head up, and she's, like, ready to go, or Jessica gets out of the car, you know? So it's like a flashback, so they start from the end when they want to go back in time, and then at the end of the video, it's the beginning, where it's, like, they're ready to do whatever they're going to do, and then something happens with that.
Okay, so here's my qualm with it. I mean, it was a nice video, like Stryker on the side chat is saying. Like, they looked really pretty. Tiffany, I was like, damn. That's a nice hair color on you. But the fact that after the video was released, they had to release like a report saying, oh, so this is what each individual's like role in the thing was. You shouldn't have to explain to me after I watched the video what it was about. You know what I mean? It should have just been like I watched it and like, oh, wow, I totally got that. That was pretty cool. Like the very first Korean pop video I've ever seen, Kiss, because I'm a girl. I watched that thing and I was crying by the end of it. I didn't need anyone to explain to me in translation for English that this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened, so this is why it happened. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of peeved that even though it's not geared for us internationally and it is more for the Japanese demographic, that they had to release something clarifying what each girl's role was. Unlike, you know, all the other videos, Genie, G, or even the story videos. What other? We didn't need an explanation for O. Or Hoot. Yeah, we didn't need an explanation for Hoot. Like, you just watch and you're like, oh, okay, so that's what happened. But for this, they had to explain it to us after the thing was released. You know what I mean? Just, if this is supposed to be a story music video, it was really disappointing because they had so much potential. Just like for the boys, they could have taken the, like I said before, they could have taken the whole I'm an empowered woman, since on the side they were all those fairy tale characters, but they didn't. They just like, okay, we're gonna give you guys for the teaser all these like empowered women without their men, whatever, and then in the music video we're just gonna dress you up as guys and you're all powerful now. It's like, what the hell? You could have gone with a story, you know, a story music video that way, but you guys didn't run with it. So, in my opinion, I don't know what the hell SM is thinking just with these music videos, these random music videos. There was even no build-up for this one. It was just like Bad Girl. It could have gone somewhere, but it didn't. So, from out of 1 to 9 members, I'll give Time Machine a 3. Sorry.
Oh, when did we start this 1 to 9 members?
That was all you.
Seriously. That came out of nowhere.
It did.
It makes sense, though. No, it makes total sense, though. We should keep doing it.
So, I mean, should we just all give our rating reviews? Steve,
what are you talking? What are you saying that came out of nowhere? I'm the one who started that, okay? Check the stats.
And that came out of nowhere.
Oh, you started? Okay, whatever. What are you guys?
Whatever. Do you guys want to give a rating, or should we just leave it at 3?
I just have something to say, because, like, Dredtek was talking about how he didn't like how people had preconceptions about it being a story MV without actually, like, people just assuming, right? And it ended up being a story MV. So it's actually really interesting.
Well, the thing is,
what's up?
The thing is, like, it's obvious that, like, I understand that people, like, think that it would have been a story
from the first
what they saw in the teaser. But the thing is, they saw the PV, and then, I don't know, like, people's misconceptions of what a story actually should be, but they just ran with it saying that it was a bad story, thinking that the PV was still a story in a sense. But to say that it's a story is like saying, I don't know, something really, really disjointed. There is a better way of describing what that PV was, which was just a music video that had running themes. That was basically it. But then, left, right, center, there's still people who think it's just a bad story. And the thing is, like, if I want to give my score, I'd give it a score, a 7 out of 9, because I'm looking at it not from a story point of view, I'm just looking at it from a presentation point of view.
Okay.
What I thought they were trying to do, which was just a running theme.
All right. So Darren gives it a 7. Steve, go ahead.
I mean, it seems like it's really mixed, just looking at what the chat's saying. Like, there's a lot of people who like it, say they look amazing, and then there's some people who are like, oh, it's the worst MV ever. I think Stryker was the one who said that. I think it is, this sort of actually ties back to the selective hearing thing, because there was actually a user who commented talking about one of the things that I said, and basically one of my things I think everyone should do when they judge something is when you look at something, don't look at it for what it isn't, look at it for what it is. So
yeah, judge it from the context it's trying to come from.
So because, if it's not a story MV, then don't be like, wow, this is just like terrible story MV. Judge it for what it is, and Dredtek explained it well, it's a rolling theme. So, I mean, don't hate on it because it's not a story MV, because they never made a promise that it was going to be a story MV, right? Just sort of threw it out there.
If
you're going to hate on it for it being disjointed or not clear, but I don't think it's right.
Like, I agree, it was their mistake to throw out that teaser. I mean,
exactly. It's in context that it was supposed to be a story MV. You can't have the girls looking all solemn and like crying and whatever, and assume that.
But in that sense, I should have hated Run Devil Run then, because the teaser.
Here's the thing, though, is that if you're gonna,
the song had nothing to do with the teaser.
If you're gonna be so mad about teasers, then it's a good thing you're not exotic, because.
I think if we're gonna look at it for what it is, it's really just a glorified photo shoot with music in the background.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, what would you rate it then, from 1 to 9 members, Lauren?
I agree with your 3. I mean, there are good points with it. They do look amazing. The song is good, but the song is good without a music video too. So the music video didn't do much for me. Like I said, it's like a photo shoot. It's like that's something they would stick extra on a CD and charge you more.
Well, that's funny too, because like when I wrote my little post thing, I was talking about that and how I was saying like, basically, so this is the only like, or this is one of the songs that's repackaged on that Japanese album, so I was thinking maybe they made this music video type of deal because they wanted to, you know, stroke interest in the repackage album. Hopefully that would create sales.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe that's a possibility why they made this, just create sales for it, this the repackage album.
It wouldn't be the first time freaking out for me. We're so broke. All right, let's move on because Time Machine's pissing me off. Did we get everyone's ratings, Daryl? I'm gonna see seven. Me and Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with seven too because I really like the.
I'm giving it an eight out of nine.
Yeah. Gosh,
because I love
okay,
the
song. Enough.
Yeah. Go right, move on.
Let's move on. Shiny's new music video that was just released a day ago, 2 days ago. Sherlock, did you guys watch the music video? I watched it at work, and I was lolling on the floor at Sika's. Like, what the hell was that? That was another one. If this is their music video, I was like, what a waste. All she was doing was like, look at me. I'm just going to walk down these stairs, and I'm going to disappear in the background like Casper. What the hell was that?
What was she supposed to do? It is a shiny MV.
It's hey! Like, She had the same contribution as like Minho did on G. You know, it's not supposed to be her stage. It's supposed to be Shiny's stage.
She was okay. My thing though was she was giving bedroom eyes the whole time. And I was like, I'm not dealing with you, Sika.
According to the newspaper, she's been alone for like 102 years. Come on.
hence the bedroom eyes.
She died in 1910. It is 2012.
Okay.
She
okay.
needs some bedroom eye action.
Well, if you think about it, the music video is called Sherlock, right? So they're basically trying to find her, right? Isn't that the point of the music video? That's why she's disappearing?
They're trying to find the lost jewelry.
That was on her, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to find her.
Okay, on the sidetrack, we have Rara Ram saying that, that everything ad was in the music video. Did you guys see that at the very bottom? Just posted
yeah.
the whole freaking thing.
That was so annoying.
So annoying. Okay, everything. If you guys have ever been to Korea, the Spouse store that Girls' Generation and Super Junior sponsor, on the very top floor, they have the store is built in four levels, I think. And on the fourth floor, they have just SM Entertainment, Shiny, BoA, DBSK, everyone, right? And then in the corner, there's like the RDR outfits, the O outfits, and then like the photo booths. Like everything sponsors those photo booths, and you can literally get in the sticker booth and be in the picture with Sonyeosidae. But those damn photo booths are always broken. So I'm gonna put them on blast right now, and y'all need to fix your damn photo booths. And that annoying fucking ad. Gosh, it pisses me off. I'm trying to watch a music video. I don't need it covering half my damn screen. Thank you. And rent. Alright. Okay, so Sika and Sherlock. Is that it? She was a ghost. I get it. Bedroom eyes.
Well, let's ask.
Yeah, Lauren, you don't want to say more. I expect you to explode on that.
She's the biggest shallow ever.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh.
She was a ghost. I don't know. I mean, Sika, she was good. She looked good. She looked icy. It was good.
All right. Ooh, hasn't she been in multiple music videos for other artists already? Super Juniors and Shinies and... Oh, hello?
Wait, Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been in...
Whose videos has she been in?
Pretty much everyone except for FX and The Grease.
Oh, snap. Okay. Alright. Oh, okay, good comment. Striker on side chat. Shiny MV was better than Time Machine. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So
I agree.
A lot of things are better than the Time Machine music video.
And I mean, for Time Machine, isn't it, if they end up performing that live, it's just gonna be like star, star, star. They stand there. And
yeah,
sing.
Well, there's no choreography, so
I don't think they will.
There's no choreography in a ballad. I'm just saying there isn't, but
that's like How Great Is Your Love? They're not gonna ever really do that one. Besides that one time on Mnet.
This is true.
On the other show, like, you know, it's just like a ballad like, that's yeah. nice to hear. All
right. Anything else? No. Moving on from Shiny, Sherlock, Sika. Yeah, alliteration. Yeah. Okay, moving on. The boys and Mr. Taxi Practice Booth. Woo! Did you guys watch it from Code Mon Mon? That guy is the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Or did you guys just watch the video posted that everyone else is spamming?
Code Mon
Mon. I'm pretty sure it's a guy. He puts up the practice video, and then in the bottom left corner, a compilation of all their lives. So you can see them live in the corner, and then the practice video in the background?
No.
Oh, here, I'll link it to you guys. I got you guys.
Where is that? Someone link me.
I got you. I'll get it right now. Let's just go down the line real quick what everyone thought about both videos. Talk about them both at the same time. DT started off.
Well, I don't know. It was a practice video. What do you want me to say?
The cloud room. That's what you should say.
It was just nice seeing the girls in casual clothes dancing, I guess.
Okay.
In the infamous cloud room.
Did you... Yes, this is true. Ever since they debuted, huh? It's been the same room forever.
All of them.
The rooms change. They have like multiple rooms. If you notice, there are little differences.
I think they only have like the cloud background is like a running
it
theme.
It is. It really is. I think SM knows how to have all these things.
But I mean,
and obviously, it's probably one of their nicest looking rooms, so they might as well record them there.
True. But I mean, they just have not changed that wallpaper for like 4 years.
My old wombat said, wearing those hats. Yeah, the royal family was wearing hats.
No one cares. Just kidding.
Well,
okay. I am not a royal family shipper, thank you very much.
Okay, cool. I'm just making sure. I'm looking for those videos. But, dude, have you seen, like, the, just, you know, people making GIFs of the practice video? There's this part where Hyoyeon messed up. She's actually on the side. And she was real smooth with it. She did like the crab dance across the floor and was in position, and no one even noticed it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's so G with it. And then, when Sika did the, when they dropped down for the boys, you know, boys bring the boys, girls bring the boys out. Like, she was all like lazy about it, like getting up.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't, half the time she wouldn't even like mouth the words. She's just like, whatever. Just
seriously.
Doing my dance choreography.
Seriously.
I'm only gonna open my mouth and just gonna dance.
Yeah, that's me. You know me.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, did you guys see when, actually, someone pointed this out in the comment section. I guess it was Taeyeon. She blew a kiss at Tiffany's butt at one point.
What?
And Mr. Taxi. Yeah, just like a really subtle thing. And Hyoyeon noticed, at least I think she did, because she was like looking her way and she's like, yeah. It's really funny. It's in Mr. Taxi. I made a comment about it, and I think I said the time too, so just took that.
Yeah, I better watch this again.
Trust so wants to find every timestamp
for
every interesting thing.
When you get 9 girls, I'm pretty sure we got hot guys for days. Just like, okay, I'm going to watch my favorite girl. Oh, look what she just did. I mean, does it really surprise you? Does it really?
No, it sadly doesn't.
What surprises me... Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, here we go. What surprised me, though, is how fast that they find these things and then they make a GIF out of it in, like, 20 minutes. Like, okay, it's already up on Tumblr. Sweet. Okay, so for the people in the side chat right now.
It takes someone's 20 minutes? It takes... Never mind.
Well,
oh, here we go.
So for you guys in the side chat,
one up everyone.
This is Mr. Taxi and the boys, Code Mon Mon, this guy... I think he has suspended accounts from his other seasons, but he always puts the best music video compilations of the girls for lives and just everything. He just, he's the best. So shout out to Code Mon Mon. You guys can check it out on the side chat right now. And
yeah, that guy does so many good edits.
Yeah, seriously. I think before his accounts got suspended, he must have had like 3 million hits on each account. Just, he's a god. So while you guys check that out, we are going to move on. Anything else on the practice videos you guys want to talk about? Anyone on the side chat want to say anything? Nada? Oh, Spider-Man pose. Spider-Man pose. Oh, yeah, Hyoyeon had it. But that wasn't that in a live, though? Which Wild Wombat, what are you talking about? It's just changing points.
She slipped.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to the I Am SM documentary. Anyone want to talk about that?
I'm excited.
Me too.
Oh. All right, let's start off with DT, then we'll throw it to Daryl, and then we'll throw it to Lauren. DT, start it off.
I just want to see the process of the months leading up to it. I mean, it must have been a giant project, and I just want to know how much time that, like, because in the SM family, like, every group's got their own thing, and then SM Towns is this whole, it's like, sort of like this family reunion thing where they get together and do this giant thing together. So I wonder how much time they actually spend with each other leading, in the months leading up to it. It'd be really interesting to see that.
Yep, yep. All right, Daryl, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm excited for it too. I just put the little teaser. There's a second teaser that came out today. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it looks pretty epic. I really want to see the behind the scenes, like what they do behind the scenes and things like that. You know, I'm sure they're all pretty, like, really close. It seems like they're a big family and they all hang out when they can and things like that. So yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Okay, and Lauren, your thoughts on the SM documentary?
I'm actually really intrigued to see, like, the roots of all of them, all their beginnings. And I guess I'm just excited to see how SM breaks this down, because there's a lot of dark history in SM. We all know that, like, how people were deprived of water during their trainee days. And, you know, there's a lot of dark history.
You think they'll delve into things like that?
We'll see. That'll make the training look
better. Absolutely not. Yeah, no, that's bad. Yeah, that's bad PR.
Right. Well, so that's why I wonder what they're going to use, though, in place of it. Like, I mean, I want honesty from everyone who's going to be in the film. So I wonder what they're really going to say. Like, there are going to be tears, no doubt. But, like, I wonder what they're going to say that's, you know, going to be truthful, you know?
It's going to be edited.
Yeah, you can go around
like,
that.
There's no way.
They can go around that and edit that. Or take it out of context.
No, but I mean, like, I'm sure they're going to talk about their trainee days, but I just wonder what they're going to say. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're going to, SM's going to take out the stuff that makes them look bad, full stop. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. As much as we want to hear the dirty side of the industry, it's probably not going to happen if it's going to put them in the bad limelight.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, that's probably the better word. Never going to happen. What's it called? Do you guys know how this is being released? Is it being released online or via disc where we have to spend another $600 to drop an SM? Or...
Try 6,000. It's like five different groups.
You're right. In Blu-ray. So, did they say how they were releasing this or when?
No. $6,000 gets you like the AVI 300 megabyte download.
Not even VHS, man.
It's like the worst quality ever.
Several months ago, I heard select theaters, but I haven't heard anything about that since, so I don't know. And by select theaters, they probably mean ones that show foreign films. Oh, no. They did say internationally, but I think they meant like foreign films.
I guess I'm going to have to go watch it when I go to Seoul or Busan. Interesting. They didn't say when the tentative release date would be.
It's supposed to be May.
Early 2020.
May. Yeah. No, it says May in the teaser too.
Okay.
Oh. She's calling me. What? Alright. So any other thoughts, Steve? You're a little quiet there. Nothing?
Nope. You guys summed it up pretty well.
Alright, cool. Okay, now let's move on. I just recently put up the Malaysian thing, just a word on the street. So they performed in Malaysia yesterday, and ha! Jenny's back in full force. Y'all can suck it, Ace Family suckers. Yes! I saw the gifts before the podcast was on Tumblr, and it was like the entire dashboard. 30 gifts of Jenny, yes! So that was beautiful. I don't know if I saw Yuna in it, though. I didn't see. I only saw Jetty because all my OTPs were standing next to each other. Actually, so Hyoyeong, Sunyeon, and Jetty were next to each other. I didn't see Yuna. She's the only one missing. But anyways, yeah. I guess we can't really give news on that because it just happened yesterday. Unless you guys.
We haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I checked. I didn't see any news for that besides a couple of pictures.
Oh, okay. So
you just gotta wait.
Yeah.
All right. So. Malaysian Silwins, I hope you guys are happy. That was totally random. I wonder how they felt. I wouldn't know. You know what? I wonder how the other singers felt, because I'm pretty sure, I'm just going to throw this out there, this is like 80% of the audience is for Girls' Generation anyway, because Khalees is pretty outdated and Nicole hasn't been the same since Pussycat Dolls, so how did Khalees and Nicole feel about all these screaming fans for a bunch of Korean girls that they have nothing in common with? And rant. Okay, so let's move on to... Okay, Girls' Generation and dramas. Who wants to start this? We'll start with Yuri and Fashion King. I did not watch it yet, so who has the scoop?
That was some epic English.
All right, Darren, go ahead. You volunteered.
Well, I only saw the cut, but from what Daryl says, that was the only scene she was in anyway, and it was the part where she was talking English, and it was just really interesting. I mean, it was polished English, as polished as you can get with, like, a Korean accent, I guess. But I've heard a lot worse from other TV series.
Or a lot worse from Yuri.
It's pretty funny.
No, if you remember watching Yuri My Destiny, Yuna's English was pretty
terrible. Oh.
Not to hate on Yuna or anything, but... I mean, yeah.
Anything else as far as her role goes? So on the side chat, we have Striker saying, "Did you see the preview for Yuri's Kiss? Why is SME allowing this?" I'm going to assume that last time, because I didn't get to listen to the entire broadcast, you guys talked about the kisses that Sonia Shida has been giving out left and right via Fame, via musical, via TV show, etc., etc. Does anyone want to take this? Anyone want to take this away? Because, yes, our hearts are breaking, but this is the job that they got to do. And at the end of the day, because they're professionals, we have to be, I guess, professional in a sense to just... Oh, my heart. Does anyone want to talk about this? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't get... Really? I don't think we got any of that, man. You sound like a robot.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
What's beeping?
Okay.
It's staring.
Yeah, that's mine again.
Okay, repeat myself? I'll have to edit this out later.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was saying, what was the last thing you guys heard? Okay, I'll just start over again. I'm assuming that last time when you guys had this broadcast, you talked about Jessica's kiss and everyone else's, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I talked about it also in the Selective Hearing interview, if you guys have not read it. Everyone's had, like, a kiss at this point, whether it was on screen or off screen, and it's just a matter of them being professional for it and us as fans being professional for it. So, what are your guys' thoughts on Yuri's kiss? Because obviously, we have someone here on the side chat who's a little bit angry about it. Anyone want to take that away?
I think SM's worked out that, love it or hate it, people are going to watch just because it's Soshi, so it doesn't matter.
Agreed.
It's win-win for them, really. But honestly, like, if it's that big of a deal to you, then you got a whole host of problems that I don't want to talk about.
Right. Okay, so anyone else? I mean, I think we've addressed the kissing issue many times. The girls are growing up. I mean, we have to grow up as fans to you guys. You can't expect them to live in their bubble forever.
It's a job.
It is a job. So anyone else want to talk about it? Because I'm ready to move on because my heart's breaking every time I see it. Tiffany. Yeah, no? We good? Okay. So, Yuna and Love Rain. Now, this is the drama that I'm waiting for. There are so many stories that are similar to Love Rain that I just... if you guys have ever watched... Okay, if you guys have ever played Final Fantasy VIII, that is pretty much the same storyline. Like, two lovers who couldn't get together, and then I guess their kids ended up, like, finding each other, and then it all plays out, etc. Final Fantasy VIII, the classic... what other... The classic is a Korean movie, also by the same... director as My Sassy Girl, and I guess, Winter's Sonata? No, Winter's Sonata is not the same, but it is made from the makers of Winter's Sonata, which is one of the most epic Korean dramas that anyone could even watch. So, anyone thoughts on Love Rain? I think, Lauren, you were spazzing about it earlier. You want to say anything about Love Rain?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Oh.
Has it come out?
It's not
even
out
It's not out yet, is it?
No,
oh, okay. Well, as far as, like, the previews and stuff of it go, the storyline is supposed to be pretty epic. Is anyone else? Oh, and the guy. Oh, my gosh. That guy, her co-star, is the younger version of Jo In-sung. And I love Jo In-sung. So, he was in this one movie. It was, like, he was trying to find his baby's mama. That was pretty funny. He has to check it out. He's only a high school student, and he just ended up
call
having...
him by his name, eh?
I don't know his name! All I know is he's the younger version of Jo In-sung. I'm gonna call him Young Jo In-sung.
He knows what's up.
What is his name? Oh, Chang Geun-suk. Jang Geun-seop.
There you go.
Thank you, P-Knives. Mm. Yeah, so.
He's pretty famous in his own right, though, so, like.
He is cute.
Like, I know, he's just, in Japan, really popular.
Yeah, he is.
I want to see, if Yuna's acting got rusty or not, because it's been a while. But
what was the last thing?
She's matured, she'll be better, and she's performed on world stages, her nerves will be, like, she'll be fine.
I think she'll be alright, too.
It's just...
So she's got the experience, so...
Yeah, she does. And she, like, her strength is acting, right? Like, that's...
Exactly, so I, as an actor myself, I want to really see what she can do.
I'm not too concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine.
You Are My Destiny, she wasn't actually that bad. I enjoyed her. You Are My Destiny. She does play the innocent type really well. And that's basically what her character was. Right? But this is totally different. Right?
Oh, it's been reported it's going to be English subbed also, which is pretty sick. Right? That's
But there's probably subbing teams as well.
They'll probably...
I know Love Rain already has a subbing team. Like, they subbed the first episode within 24 hours.
No, I thought... I thought the Korean company that's broadcasting it
subbing
it in English.
Wait, is it KBS? So
if
it's KBS, they sub a lot of their shows, yeah.
Oh, really?
They release
They sub a lot of their stuff, they just always take them down on YouTube.
They release it on KBS World, where people, international fans, can pay for their shows and have English subs.
What the F is pay? What is pay?
Yeah, that's why it's internet television. You'll never see like KBS on YouTube because they'll just take it down because they want you to pay for it.
Pay? The only P word I
actually don't
ever
mind that because I think it's good that they're trying to like cater to foreign fans. Like, I like it when companies cater to foreign fans, even if you have to pay. Right? It's just like
you can't really fault them for it. It's either they do that or they get their stuff stolen. You know, you can't.
Yeah, but it's good.
Just because pirating it is good for you, they.
I mean, hey, are you mad at my fast internet? You could be mad. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Korea?
I'm very mad at your fast internet. I'm in Australia, for Christ's sakes.
Okay.
Social generation
Madness. Are you guys gonna end up watching like the studios English subs or just the fan subs?
Fan subs is pretty good.
Alright, fan subs.
And for KBS World, you have to wait like 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. They're always like 2 or 3 weeks behind. I don't know why.
Okay. Probably because they only have one guy subbing everything for them. Alright, let's move on. Soo-young in the third hospital. So, Soo-young actually had a previous role in another drama, but she turned it down at the last second. And here she is in this brand new... in this brand new drama, Third Hospital. I think besides Yuna's, out of all the dramas, Yuri's, Jessica's, like, Taeyeon's, I think Soo-young's is the acting that I'll be most forward-looking to, because I think Soo-young has it. Soo-young can act. She really can. So, any thoughts on Soo-young's Third Hospital?
Also one of her goals, right, to be an actress. Yes.
Yeah, so any ideas? Does anyone know the premise for the show, or...?
Yes.
No, I have no idea. I don't know any news on that.
Will you please take it away so everyone has an idea what Third Hospital will be about?
Sure.
Thank you.
So there's basically stars two main actors. I believe one of them is Oh Ji-ho, and the other is Kim Sung-won. So Kim Sung-won is the host, or the MC from Win Win, if you remember him. He's been in Iris and Athena. He's the guy with the glasses. But basically the premise of the show is about this hospital that practices, this alternative hospital that practices, lets their doctors practice different forms of medicine. And one doctor practices Western medicine while the other practices Eastern traditional medicine, right? So
like,
it's a show that...
What do you mean Eastern?
Like herbal medicine and Eastern style remedies, natural treatments, not like drugs and stuff like that, right? And it's supposed to be a very like a hospital drama type, so it's supposed to be very emotional and it's gonna be very dramatic, so it's not like a comedy or anything like that. Like, for example, if I've watched Fashion King, and Fashion King seems like a very lighthearted drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing about Fashion King is it's one of those Korean dramas where there are jokes and there are funny moments, but then there are also those moments where it's sort of sad. Like, it's those moments where, I don't know how to explain it, but for example, in the first episode of Fashion King, there's this lady that is like Cruella de Vil, and like when you see her, you totally hate and despise her. Like it's one of those K-dramas where it like throws all sorts of feelings at you. So it's like sometimes it's really funny, sometimes you're like pissed off, sometimes you're sad. But anyways, I don't know what I was trying to say.
Okay,
yeah, I'm really out of it right now. Sorry.
That's all right.
But yeah, Soo-young plays a viola player.
Viola.
Newcomb shared a funny little clip from Hello Baby when she was playing the violin.
Yes, she did a pretty hilarious. Terrible job of playing that, but you know she is kind of the comedian of the group, or one of them at least, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Alright, so did they say when this drama was going to air?
They start filming, I think, April or May. I don't remember. It's one of those two.
Yeah, so soon.
We've got a smart ass on the chat. Soo-young will be in the hospital's cafeteria all the time being a shikshin. Alright, that's the... Okay, so let's move on. Dream Concert, May 12th, Seoul World Cup Stadium. I went to the Dream Concert the very first time that I came to Korea, and that was nuts. I've never had my ears bleed from 12-year-old, 13-year-old girls in my life. And mind you, this is the World Cup Stadium, so this venue is gigantic. And it was my first time ever seeing just blocks of, like, seats just to one fandom. One section just all yellow, one's just all blue. Pink was the entire top section. That was ridiculous. And then you had, like, the floor seating. So, who else is going to be at this Dream Concert, did they say?
Yeah, I put it up there. I can't remember. M Black, UKISS, Sistar, TVXQ.
Beast
will be there.
QPM, 2AM. It's like all of them.
There's a lot of artists.
Okay.
I don't think any YG artists. I remember somebody posting something about no YG artists.
But
so they must have some display.
All the big guns besides the YG guns.
Yeah.
Aw, that's a little disappointing.
YG always does their own stuff.
They always do, because they're like that, but...
They're too cool for everybody else.
They are too cool. is there anything else? Nothing on the Dream Concert, I guess just that's it.
70,000 fans? The stadium's supposed to hold 70,000 fans, so you're pink and you're blue and all that stuff. That's how many people are supposed to be there. That's how
huge it is. Foreigners... Oh, yeah. If there's any foreigners visiting, if it worked just like the last time I went, you can actually register as a foreigner and they'll give you like floor seats or something. But yeah, it's kind of a hassle. You have to pay like $5 compared to everyone else's. So yeah, maybe you guys can get a hold of that. Let's move on to the most ballin' part of our show. SME reporting revenue at 70 billion won in 3 years. 70 billion won is the equivalent of $70 million, I believe. Yeah, $70 million.
So, I think it's 7. 7 million?
7 million?
7
minus
million?
3. No, 70. 70 million.
70 million? Okay.
Because you take off 3 zeros.
Yeah.
So, I think Lauren, you're lagging. So, what do you guys think about that? How much do you guys think the girls are actually getting? Because if you compare it to other groups, I'm not gonna name the group, but like other groups are getting paid maybe 1 million tops, or not even, still in the 100,000s, which is still ballin'. And I'm talking U.S. dollars, so Korean won, that would be like, it would be close to, it would be in the upper 100 million. Yeah, it would be in the upper 100 million. But there are groups where their artists in a group are getting paid like, you know, split five ways, getting only paid 100,000 US dollars versus Soshi, who's probably
serious?
Getting paid 4 million per person, considering how big their group is. I forgot who had broken down. I forgot where I read it, but it was like 4.4 million after royalties and all the other stuff, like payments to the company were added. So, wait, are we having a problem? You guys sure? Sorry, guys.
I think Lauren's getting echo.
Okay.
Just continue.
All right, continue. How much do you guys think Soshi's actually getting paid? Or do you think they're under a slave contract where they're actually not getting paid very much at all, and it'll end up
being... depends what you mean and who you're comparing that to.
I don't want to give any names, but it kind of should be obvious who I'm talking about. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, there are other podcasts that were on.
You could just say No Fluff, May. What happened to you? Where's the No Fluff attitude?
It's Saturday. You don't know my life. It's too early for this.
You don't know my life.
Okay, so... Well,
I still think K-pop artists in general are being way underpaid because they have slave contracts compared to, like, any other, like, country's artists. But I don't know. Like, No Fluff, I can say that maybe SM is trying to treat them better, but you really don't know because there are still rumors around of, you know, what? Tiffany wanting to leave SM and do her own thing in the US. And you don't know whether that's because she just wants to do her thing in the US and see where it goes, or whether it is because of the contract itself.
We'll never know.
You never know. It could be a bit of both. Actually, we'll never know unless the impossible happens and they...
You know what?
The terms of the contract.
If they, let's say, if they hypothetically do split up, and like they might tell us like down the road later on, like
yeah, but that'd be ages down the road.
Yeah, but it's better than not never knowing. But still, I mean, even the old idol groups when they come back from retirement or they go on shows, they don't really talk about their stuff too much, like how contracts work and all that stuff. So I don't know. But and they probably have like some disclaimer that doesn't let them speak about.
Okay, I'm since sure, you brought it up. Oh, go ahead, Daryl. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure they're getting paid a lot, but they're Asian, right? Korean, Asian, you know, everyone over there, they work really hard and get their butts kicked, I'm sure. So I'm sure they get paid plenty, but they probably could be getting paid more. I'm sure SM is taking a huge portion of like their actual revenue.
You really have to look at the economics of the actual entire industry, because it's so different from North America, right? So North Americans... The talent, they find the talent. Like, the That's talent, they scout the talent, but they don't train them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't spend lots of money training all these trainees and only to debut, like, a quarter of them, maybe even less than that. Because, like, there's something where it's like 2,500 people try out or something, maybe, like, two of them or something make it, or there's some ridiculous, like, rate of people actually debuting, right? Like, don't a lot of people train and they never make it? Isn't that, like, one of the things?
Yeah, and then sometimes they get put to, like, manager roles and all that stuff. They're still in the system, but they're just not...
Yeah, exactly.
They're just not performing.
And from, like, a company perspective, if they invest so much in trying to find all these talented people, like, they want a good return on their investment, right? So that's probably why all these slave contracts happen. It has, you know, like, I'd love to see some, you know, people from Seoul University... or any Korean university, like, actually look into the economics of the Korean music industry, because I think it'd be, like, a really interesting paper, and see how it compares to other industries. But, yeah. I mean, I think if you're talking about SNSD's salaries, I think they get paid a lot more, just because they're so popular, than a lot of the other artists in South Korea, right? So...
It's true, too, though, because I've read some articles, and there was an article that was saying that SM spends, I think it's $2 million per idol to train them, to do all that stuff. You know, act, sing, MC, all that stuff. So, yeah, they definitely, I think, want a big return on their investment, you know? Because a lot of them don't make it, too. Like, they'll quit or whatever they're training. So, yeah, I definitely think that they want a return on their investment.
You are tuning into the most entertaining girls' generation commentary on the web. Yes.
Alright, cool. Sorry about that, guys. We were in technical difficulties for about, like, 20-25 minutes. Sorry for our listeners. 미안해요. 죄송합니다. Alright, we're going to start up our chat again. Daryl, I'm sorry. Gosh, keep confusing your damn names. DT and Daryl, okay. Daryl, our boss dude, had to leave because it's his birthday and he's going to go get smashed. So, he's gone now, and I am left with Steve. Lauren and DP, and we stopped on SD reporting the revenue at 70 billion won, aka baller status, and slave contracts. That's where we stopped on. So is there anyone here who wants to take it off from where we last stopped? Yes, no?
I think Steve was talking.
Should we just summarize?
Okay, Steve, yeah. Steve, you're in the middle of a tangent.
Okay, so before like we were talking about how bothered they are and stuff, and we're talking about how much we think SNSD makes. And I just wanna see like in chat, like just some rough estimations of what you guys think they make in a year. Like roughly. Just you know, an average salary. Just throw it out there.
Okay.
Let's see how the viewers perceive SNSD's like actual earnings. Like personal earnings, not like group earnings. Yeah, annual.
Well, yeah, per person, right?
Yeah, person. Like just average it out.
Yeah.
Like what would the average SNSD member earn? Let's get some guesses.
Okay, well, while the people...
Oh, you can do it US dollars.
Yeah, US
you can
dollars,
do it US,
US
or Canadian dollars.
Dollars. What I'm thinking.
Or if that was... whatever your currency is. Just make sure you state what currency it is.
Multiple $400 handbags. Those are sponsors. That doesn't even count. Don't count their assets, guys. Just count how much they're getting.
Oh, by the way, last week you guys were so dry.
Wait,
I was like...
Sorry.
Someone in chat was like... Oh,
no, no,
oh, sorry.
No. I just was... Not all of them.
No. It's just...
They buy some of those. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but I'm just going to assume that SSF sponsors a lot of their really expensive ones. And then, like, they're always trading bags, so you don't even know who, like, which thing rightfully belongs to which member.
True.
So, let's just go by how much they're getting paid by SM. Not through their sponsorships or anything else. Just SM.
Alright, so we got some answers in here. Okay, I'll read them off. Okay. May, you said $4 million a person annually?
I think so.
Striker said $1 million. I think these are all US dollars, by the way.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Plot Bunny apparently thinks they all get paid in $400 handbags or something like that.
Okay, that's it.
P-Knives, $500,000 a year. Wow, P-Knives, that's really little. ADZY12, he thinks 800,000 pounds.
The conversion is like...
So,
almost a million. Oh,
no, the conversion's about roughly 1.4 million
so
US
are we
dollars,
counting sponsorships or are we just counting money from SM? Because
SM.
Yeah, it
but
makes
that's
a difference.
The thing. Even
it
in Western
difference.
Entertainment, most entertainers would get most of their money from sponsors.
Yes, yes,
they wouldn't
yes.
get
yes,
much money from their producers.
Okay, well.
I think, did you guys did you guys include
even, like,
individual
athletes,
advertising?
Like, tennis players, the money.
All right, stop freaking out.
Gosh, stop making it all logical and shit. It's supposed to be a fun question.
Fun question? There's so many holes in it.
I know.
All right, okay, no. Okay, we've had some rough... Okay, hold on. Stop. There have been articles where they talk about, like, the CF queens, right? And, like, Yuna's always near the top or at the top.
Right.
And they talk about, like, earnings for advertisements. And... They've also had like they've also dissected it by groups, right? So like they've done like which groups have the most CF endorsements, and they've even showed like the dollar value. I think for 2011, I think SNSD was like 19.7 million something. I don't remember
for CF.
But oh wait, I think it was like 800,000 US dollars to like 1 million.
Okay.
I don't remember actually. I have to actually pull up the article. But okay, let's continue with the estimations because I like Stryker's suggestion, $1,000 per egg yo. Alright, so apparently Aaron BP says Onion Taker estimated this a few years ago. He said 2 to 5 million US dollars. 2 to 5 million is a very big range, but.
Actually, that's not that bad.
3 million US dollars?
Somewhat,
okay. Compared to SM Dude, so that's like. It just comes
No. I mean his range, like his actual guess is a big range. It's from 2 million to 5 million, so there's a $3 million cap.
Mm.
Like, I mean, hit the range of the plot. Okay, anyways. Forget it. That's just my stats course coming in. Okay. So, realistically, I mean, you have to, like Dretek was saying, you have to probably guess that most of their money is from endorsements. Mainly because I don't think SM takes a cut from.
I think from
like,
SM directly, they
cut.
Get $200. Just, that's it.
Come
on their contract is stapled 200 US
okay.
dollars, and that's it.
Wait.
And then the rest of their money is from sponsors.
See, I don't know. I think people are a little harsh on SM when it comes to that kind of thing. I mean, they're better now.
I said
now.
That as a joke.
No, I know. But I just don't want people to get the wrong idea either. I think SM needs to be a little nicer to their artists. They give them vacations and stuff now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They let them see the light of day.
I mean... You know why that happened, right? Because the Korean Securities Exchange Commission or something along those lines, like the equivalent, basically said, you have to fix your contracts.
Right, pretty much. But still, so it's good.
Yeah, like,
and
this is
they
the
went
last,
to court and all that stuff.
I think the GG, like, these generations of idols are the last generation of idols that will have these quote-unquote slave contracts.
But what happened is the court cases, they were resolved before SSD debuted.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so
I'm talking about, so they had to implement the changes that they felt were fair, the Korean Securities Exchange Commission felt was fair in like 2007.
The problem is the trainees now, like, that are still training to become the future idol groups are still under these contracts. Nothing's not going to substantially change until they look for new trainees, which is like anywhere from a year from now to 5 years from now. So you don't really know.
That's a
different tangent.
That's one of the things that we're talking about before we got cut off is it'd be really interesting if someone actually did a study or like an academic journal on the economics of the Korean music industry and take a in-depth look at how it functions and
I don't think
how the companies operate. Well, yeah, you'd obviously need the agreement of, like, the actual companies.
Exactly,
like,
and no company's
stuff.
Gonna, like, the way the contracts seem to be made out, I don't think any company wants to
there are certain ways. There are certain ways to get information, but
Ram asked, do they split it up like Suju?
They've talked about how they split it up, do you guys remember?
Well, I mean, it's an individual activity.
But through SM, though, this is not talking sponsorships and extra jobs on the side. Like I was telling him right now, I would think that their different incomes would be different, just like SNSD's, because obviously Lee Tux's, his participation in other things, he has variety shows and he has the radio shows, etc., WGM, so he'd be getting paid a little bit more. So
yeah, it makes sense.
As far as,
he does that himself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very few groups where someone does something individually and they split the money. It just,
yeah, no,
not
that,
fair.
That just seems
that's not even fair.
That's not a right way to, yeah. And it doesn't really incentivize your artists to do their own things.
Okay, so getting back to the question at hand, how much are the girls making on average per person through SM? They've got to be millionaires. Like,
it's
that's already
200
given. Yeah, I think... I think they make a decent amount of money. I don't see them not. I mean, it just seems odd to me because have you guys seen like certain articles where it shows you the homes of K-pop celebrities?
Yeah.
So it's like JYJ, they have like really expensive homes. Now, I don't know if that's because of their new contract or all that stuff, but like, I think like Jungsu's house is like $6.7 million or something.
Damn.
Like they have really baller houses. Like they live in really rich neighborhoods. So I couldn't imagine that they earned all of that money after they left SM. Like they obviously generated quite a bit. Now you have to remember that DBSK, TVXQ, I mean, before that whole like situation, they were pretty much just as big, if not bigger, than Girls' Generation.
That's right.
So, and they have less members.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to assume that they're at least millionaires.
Oh, definitely.
In that regard.
That is, that's without a question, except for Darren's idea. I'm pretty sure these girls are.
I did say it as a joke.
I think he was saying their base salary.
It's $200 as a joke.
But for sure, when they do dramas and when they do advertisements, they're at a premium because they're so popular. I mean, they've got Intel money, they've got LG money, they've got tons of companies who are willing to buy into them, so advertising dollars count for a huge chunk of their salaries, I'm sure. And then, of course, you know with the dramas, Yuri with the dramas, Suyang with the dramas, Tiffany with the musicals, all of that stuff, I'm sure. SM does not take a huge cut of it because it's the individual that does most of the work there. SM didn't produce anything. They just hired their artists, so I'm sure.
Okay, that,
with that
honestly
regard,
depends on how you look at it, because SM can say that they gave the girls the training to be able to get there. That's why.
Yeah,
in this sense, that if you're talking about money, that's why spot.
But then we'll never know because you don't know.
You never
know unless
like
someone
says,
actually.
It's just
I know.
A fun question. But if you're gonna pose,
yeah,
it like
that's
that,
what I'm saying.
In saying that they get most of the money from dramas, no, I don't think they would because. SM still represents them as the company that trained them to be who they are.
All right, let's just skip this topic. Forget it.
You can't. There's no image with the girl who is who she is. A girl doesn't need prior experience for to be sponsored.
You can make an argument that SM owns all their crap or whatever, but it's still them doing the work. It's still them having to practice all the lines. It's still them having to audition, isn't it? It's not like SM produced the drama.
You don't need to audition when you're that. When you're that, like, there's no auditioning process.
How do you know?
Because you're just throwing that back at me. The contract is written between the director and the casting agency company. When you have representation, you don't need to go.
Oh, really? You looked at their contracts?
Well, no. But you look at past work. It gets to the point where you don't need them to rock up.
Oh, so you looked at the past contracts then?
You look at their past work, like in with that company. Obviously, like, it gets to the point where Girls' Generation, any member does not need to rock up for an audition. They get requested or they get put up to do, you know, to participate in dramas.
That's when where, someone like, handpicks you, do you think they pay you less or do you think they pay you more?
I think they pay you more because they your name attributed to that project means more for that project.
There you go.
But whether that money goes to you or goes to the company is a completely, like, what percentage is that?
And we don't know.
We don't know.
Exactly. We don't know.
All right. We all good, guys?
No, well, wow. We're not, but very, you just keep going.
Very heated argument here. All right. So over 30 minutes ago, we, Steve, you had briefly mentioned disbanding, and I'd also mentioned it on the selective hearing interview. So let's just throw out there for the listeners on the side chat right now, where do you guys see all the girls in 5 years? Because the girls are on their fifth year, and the fifth year is usually the year that most K-pop groups disband. So this is kind of a big deal, kind of a big year. And I honestly don't see them disbanding anytime soon, so we can only hope that their legacy lasts. But the side chat viewers, and as for the staffers, where do you guys see the girls in 5 years? Granted that 5 years will be their disbandment. Let's start with Lauren.
Okay, wait.
Lauren, what do you think about the girls?
What's the question?
Where do you think each individual in Girls' Generation will be in 5 years? Granted that in 5 years, they'll be disbanding.
Okay, so we're saying in 5 years, they'll be disbanding. That's the hypothetical question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not disbanding this year, even though this year should be the year they disband.
Right.
As according to most girl groups.
Right. Okay, well.
Okay, so where do you think...
Since they're not most girl groups, they won't be disbanding. Let's see. 5 years from now? I mean, should I go by each individual member? That's going to take a long time. But I see Hyoyeon choreographing professionally.
Yeah, I agree.
Tiffany and Jessica settling down and... you know, maybe adopting. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
I'm just
yes.
kidding.
That is fantastic.
I'm just right, kidding.
Move back to California. That's right. Come back to California.
Oh, yes, and they will allow it. Anyway, they'll keep singing because I just imagine they will keep singing for sure. I think Soyoung will do either. I don't know if she'll do modeling or what she'll do. She'll keep doing something in the entertainment industry.
Well, they said on Win-Win where SNSD were in there, they did say what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, I think.
And you know, Soyoung wanted to get married, and Sohyun wanted to go into politics.
Okay, but in 5 years' time, in your own personal opinion,
right?
Yeah, that's what the girls say, but.
Well, I think that if the girls disband, that's what they would be looking to do.
Sohyun's gonna be.
I mean, they clearly have something in mind.
Yeah.
I mean, Fanny's probably gonna try and do a solo career. Same with. I'm pretty sure Taeyeon would do it, and she'd have the chops to do it as well. Jessica seems like. Even on Win-Win, she's like. Jessica's like, I don't really know. I don't really. Like, she has, like, no. She doesn't really care. She's just riding this wave.
Okay. So Sohyun's gonna be, you know, a successful career woman and possibly dating. And I see Sunny doing something like I don't know. She she really surprised me in Dangerous Boys with the lawyer thing, and she really, she has been shocking me lately, like, in ways I never imagined, because she's just this cute, you know, Eggio-infused girl, and I just think she's going to do something really incredible that's just going to blow me away 5 years from now. Something world-changing, in a way. So, I don't know about the other
Sunny
members.
Sunny really is.
Huh?
Sunny's really that type of person that's like, wow, I can really picture you doing this, 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 or this. She's really versatile. So
yeah, Taeyeon.
I would like to see Sunny enter a StarCraft tournament. I think she could pull
That's
it off.
Funny. And Taeyeon's going to settle down, too. I don't know with who, but she's going to be a good mother. And
Tiffany.
No, because she'll be with Jessica.
Exactly. That's not gonna happen, man.
So,
all right. Yeah. So I'll throw it over to Steve. Where do you think the girls will be in 5 years? Granted that that's when they disband. In which directions is each girl going to go?
I think Tiffany's going to go back to the States. I think she's going to pursue her dream to be an artist in North America.
Agreed.
I think Jessica's going to stay in Korea. I don't know what she's going to do. She might sing herself solo. I think Taeyeon's going to be similar. I don't see her acting. She might go back to radio or emceeing. Like, I could see her as a DJ.
I think she'll either be doing radio or TV broadcasting. Because when I talked to her mom, she said that if she wasn't doing singing, she would be an announcer on TV, like an anchor woman. So since she has a face for it now.
Well, when she retires, she'll be the highest paid anchor woman. Everyone will want to hire her.
They'll be like, hey, can you tell the weather? Then can you sing it out for us just really quick?
Oh, man. The whole weather thing is like Horror Movie Factory.
What was her role? She had to act sexy? No,
yeah,
that's
cry,
sexy.
Didn't she?
She had to cry? Oh, gosh.
They all have to do weird
some
stuff.
Some emotion.
With the weather.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was Sooyoung that was the second.
I see Sooyoung as entering an eating contest. I'm kidding. She's gonna be a professional eater. No, she's definitely gonna be an actress. And Sohyun probably be pursuing her studies. I don't see her. Like, she probably still sing and stuff, but I think she'll wanna learn some more and get out there. Because her dream is to become a. Not politician. What is that? Diplomat. Or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I think I see her doing a lot of stuff with, like, the UN, like, as a celebrity, like, doing things for not-for-profits.
Being some sort of
ambassador,
like that.
Or something. Just being really involved. A leader of Korea. Yeah, Adzi, I could see that as well. Or UN Secretary General. But that's, like, 20 years from now.
That's grandma status. She would have had to live her life already to get to the UN.
Yeah,
already.
UN Secretary General.
Yeah,
and I've done
that.
Crazy things. Who am I missing? Oh, Sunny. Sunny is probably gonna like own a farm or something. Kidding. Catching chickens and herding cows. No. I see Sunny doing business. Like I see her owning, starting her
She's
own business.
She's a strong woman.
Running something like that. Starting.
I
want to
see Sunny as a teacher, though. I think Sunny would be a very good.
I think
teacher.
You're just getting fantastical and thinking of all these roles you'd like to see her in.
I think you just
first it's a lawyer, then it's like a sexy teacher, you know.
Oh, Sunny.
Then it's the principal, then it's the guidance counselor, then it's like
she's open to Zoom.
Who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting someone. Oh, I'm forgetting Yuna and Yuri.
I forgot Yuna.
Yuna's definitely gonna
be
acting in CS. Or like just she could ride that all the way home.
Or modeling, all that stuff. Like they can all do that stuff.
I hate to cut you off. So I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best. When do you think Yuna will have a movie debut? Or do you think she'll even head in that direction?
I think she will.
Did you say 5 years is enough time?
I think she will. She definitely has the potential.
And would it only be, do you think she'd be typecasted for her role? Just the cute romantic side or like humor?
I think she could now.
She's doing comedy, man.
But it's just the time consumption with being in a movie is hella long, so that's probably why she's not doing it.
5 years? Do you think 5 years would be enough time for her to be just... Okay, where was my question? I'm just getting it twisted. When do you think would be a good time for her to debut as a movie star? And, you know, broaden her horizon over... Just
when she has a long enough break to do it. I'm completely convinced she can do it now, it's just there's no time.
Okay, and well, since
yeah, it's true.
Speaking actor to actress, what kind of a role would you want to see her in, Darren? What would be a really good challenge for her?
But the thing is, you don't want to challenge yourself as a first get-go. You want to be doing what you're good at to start with.
Okay.
And whether or not, like, maybe she can do, she's already done that with TV series, and maybe she can do something with the movies, but again, that people can draw the comparison that TV series is not the same as doing a free feature film. And, you know, it just depends.
I'd like to see her doing...
I don't know, she can do...
Go ahead.
Either, I guess. No, I just finished my thought.
Okay. I'd like to see her doing something like, you know the movie Shady?
What movie is that? What Shady? Is it?
Shooty?
Shooty? Shooty.
It's the Korean movie about the North Koreans versus South Koreans, and it's like modern. It was like their very first real expensive action movie. Anyway, look it up. It's really good. I'd like to see her playing the female role of He. Has anyone in the chat seen this movie? Shooty? It's really good.
Shooty.
Yeah. It's the name of a fish that's in the river that's between North and South Korea.
Did it come out this year or last year?
No, it's been out for maybe 10 or 15 years. S-H-I-R-I.
Oh, that would be older
than some of that's probably why I never caught it.
It's so good. It was really, yeah, that's right. It was really, like, their first big action-adventure movie, and it's, like, there's romance, there's blood, it's awesome.
Antsy asks, did South Korea win?
Yeah, I'm not spoiling it for you. I think it's pretty safe to say. No, it's really good. Seriously, everyone should see. But anyway, I think you know it should play a role like the assassin, H-E-E. I think she could pull it off.
An action role?
I don't know. Would you like to see Yuna?
You mean like Angelina?
Angelina Jolie, basically. Like to pull off that kind of role. I'd like to see her try something like that.
Huh. We'll have to all check out that movie later, Shiri.
I think Yuri would be good at in that type of role, but like, I don't know.
I think Yuna would be a better action star than Yuri, though. Even though Yuri kind of has a face for it, I don't think she has.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. So what were you trying to get us?
Okay, well, I just wanted to ask on that. Okay, wow.
Okay.
We're gonna end with we're gonna do one more thing, and then we have a song break after our freaking 3-hour. Podcast here. Okay, so spaz moment, Tiffany on Vogue magazine. Oh my gosh, when I saw that on my Tumblr, my dashboard just filled. Wow, it was so nice. I liked it. But Darren, you seem a little peeved because this is Photoshop all over this.
Well, it seems
right here.
Way over the top Photoshop. There's that picture with her with where she's wearing the yellow dress where it's showing like a full side of her face, and you can just tell it's just photo. She looks plastic, like really plastic. I did not like that. Not one bit. I feel that it was good. It was a good photo shoot, but I think they just went nuts with the computer a little bit.
In some pictures, yes, but when do they not? I mean, this would not be the first time.
But you obviously you expect Photoshop in every photo shoot. But, you know, suspend some disbelief. Lie to me a little bit. Don't make it obvious. I could not look away. Like, it was, like, not, and not because she was strikingly beautiful, because she always is, but it just looked unnatural.
Okay, but out of all the pictures, you didn't have any favorites. There's two. I'll go ahead and copy and paste on the side chat right now. Just because of these two pictures, I literally went out to go buy the magazine. I was just like, damn, that's what I'm talking about. You guys can check it out here on side chat, going ahead and copy and pasting it. One of them, she has like a Catwoman mask, and the other one, she's wearing purple sunglasses. Wow, I thought she just looked really pretty in those pictures. I'm really proud of her, actually. But as far as the Photoshop goes, I can totally see where it's coming from. Is it the yellow dress that she's leaning against the rope, or the banister, the little pole dancing?
yeah, that one exactly.
Okay, yeah, I can see.
Because that one, like, that was the most obvious. Didn't help that Kenneth put that straight on the front page as well, like on the front. Like the most, the what I enjoy from that, the best pictures from that photo shoot were the full body ones, because there was, they can't screw with that too much with Photoshop.
Or you're just being biased and you want to see Fanny's entire body.
Nah, well, you know, you know me, usually I'd say that, but I think the Photoshop thing has taken precedence.
Alright, does anyone else want to give their word on this? Did you guys read the interview for it? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so I'll just give you guys a gist of it. She did this photo shoot back in Cali, right? Isn't that right?
Okay. Yes, it was. Yeah, it was in California.
Okay, she went back to LA and she stayed with her family, et cetera, et cetera. And she, you know, took out like the editor and like the photographer and stuff for the interview. And they went to In-N-Out, and I must say right now, for you guys that have never had In-N-Out Burger, it is the freshest burger you can get on the West Coast of the United States. And they just opened an In-N-Out in Seoul this week. I fucking spazzed so hard because you don't even understand. They sold out of their burgers in like 15 minutes. Pisses me off. Well, I didn't go
I don't have In-N-Out here, so...
That's all right. I'm just telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, it is the best burger, fresh burger you could ever get, because every time you get it, the lettuce is crispy as hell, the tomatoes are so juicy, and it's the simplest menu that you could ever get. It's just fries, cheeseburger, hamburger, double cheeseburger. And then if you get fancy, there's a secret menu. So I will be going eventually to the In-N-Out here in Korea with my friend to see and test their knowledge on the secret menu, which I probably doubt that they even know what it is. But In-N-Out. So Tiffany took them out to In-N-Out for her Vogue magazine photo shoot, and apparently she's really hella down to earth and everything we expect of this young lady. Yep, animal fries. So anything else in Vogue magazine, anybody? Negative, Batman? Hannah does set. Alright, we're gonna take a song break. Up from one of their earlier albums, Himne. I bet you guys haven't heard this in a while. Alright, Himne after the break. Stay tuned. 사람들은 모두 원하지 더 빨리 더 많이 어 나 평범한 소년걸 바람은 자유로운데 모르겠어 다들 어디론지 하지만 힘을 내 이만큼 과잖아 이것쯤은 정말 별거 right, guys, that was him there. Thank you for waiting for us. And we are about to wrap up this podcast. Right now we have our very own Minchok, who is our Makne. Is that right, guys? Makne?
I think she
is. She our youngest? Is she our baby?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, Mint, say what's up to everyone.
What's up, guys?
Aww.
Shut up.
All right, yeah, so you guys are listening to Hinde, and in a minute at the very end of the broadcast, we will take any viewer listener questions. Questions. So if you guys want to spam us with questions, just hit the number or the pound sign and ask us questions, and we'll address them at the very end. Okay, so blog news. Does anyone want to talk about the blog news real quick before we wrap up? Steve, anything to say?
What do you mean by blog news?
Just a recap of everything. Anything especially exciting or anything?
Oh, yeah. I believe Stryker in chat wanted to talk about Frozen Arctic's article, her feature that she recently wrote. I'm not sure if all you guys had a chance to read it, but she posted it on SSF and SSC Korean because she writes for both teams. Yeah, so it was a really touching post. It was basically one of her classic, like, it's her style. She always writes those features where it's very meaningful, and she puts in a lot of emotion into it.
All right, then. Darren, is there anything else that we need to talk about as far as news goes?
Did anyone... Oh, did you guys get a chance to read it?
Yeah.
Did you guys get a chance to read Michelle's thing?
Oh, not all of it. Only a little bit, because it's at work.
She added the video. It became, like, really popular. I'll put it in chat. It's a Girls' Generation's Paradise. It's a fan edit. Yeah. But, yeah, right. It's basically about them dissolving. Anyways, okay, continue.
Anyone else? Lauren? Mint? Anything else about the blog news that you didn't get to say on the comments area or just report about that they should hear about right now?
No, I mean, we're hiring.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We are hiring, guys. You can click on the now hiring little button on the left side of our homepage and just go ahead and fill it out. And if you write good enough, Boss Dude will contact you with more information. So if you guys want to be part of our crazy podcast team or writing team or just the staffers in general, please, 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 please apply. Cool. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, Facebook. Who put that up? Daryl put that up?
Yep.
Or who started it? Okay. Steve, take it away. Can you re-explain to everyone what this Facebook thing is all about?
All right, so if you guys don't know, we used to have a facebook.com/SNSDKorean URL. But what happened was some people flagged our Facebook page, and Facebook took it down.
Yep.
So we had to restart our Facebook page and get everything going again. So if you go to snsdkorean.com, you'll see there's a new Facebook like button. Please click it. I believe we had something like 50,000 likes before the antis took our Facebook page down. So it'd be nice if we got anywhere near that, although I don't think we will. But yeah, so feel free to click like on Facebook. And we'll continue to update regularly on that Facebook page and try our best to build the community up back to what it was before.
Just so you know, there is a fake SNSD Korean Facebook page.
There's like
our original name.
Multiple. Oh. There's like so many.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Yeah, don't get fooled. God. There's a lot of them. Please. There's a lot of fake SNSD Korean Facebook.
Why? Oh my god.
And there's ones that just
and
copy
they,
and
it's
paste
not like, it's
all
just,
our news.
Yeah, they copy and paste.
Exactly. Please don't be fooled. They are jelly. Our URL is facebook.com/9SNSDKorean, okay? Someone else took our original SNSD Korean. We are no longer affiliated with that one, but we are SNSD. We are facebook.com/9SNSDKorean. All right. So, big projects. DT, take that away, please. Big projects.
Can't really say anything, but we are working on some of us, not me personally, but some of us are working on projects that have something to do with the SNSD Korean blog. It's just stuff that'll make your like your surfing and all that stuff a lot easier to handle, and I think hopefully in a few months we'll have some big news.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, so many things happening for our blog going on behind the scenes. So it's really important that you guys, you know, try and get to be part of our team now while we're still little guys. Because once we get big guys, you know, we're not going to remember you little people. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh,
totally
that's so kidding. Mean.
Just apply, though. We always love having more people to talk to. And we do appreciate everyone on the side chat right now with us going live. And stay tuned for our next podcast. Anyone else want to talk about anything?
Where's Kat?
Oh, good. Totally irrelevant.
Kat's always in chat, but she's never here.
She's in class. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for joining us, especially you people who wake up at 4 o'clock a.m.
earlier.
Stay up, stay with us. Sorry we have to do this at Korean time. All right. Anything else, guys? Before we wrap up this podcast,
we'll definitely fix all the techno. We'll try to fix it.
Some of them are out of our hands, though, like Skype.
Yeah, some of them were.
Well,
out
that
of
was
our
me
hands,
and my internet. Really so there was actually not Catching many out. Technical problems aside from my internet just getting shot.
And all the fail claps.
Okay.
For those of you guys don't know how our blog works, as long as you're a decent writer, you can basically write anything you want, as long as it's not overly offensive. So if you want to write troll posts, you can, but they have to be done so that they're not
tastefully,
overly
tastefully.
But even though some of our posts have not been
it.
Tasteful historically. Yeah, be smart about it basically. And I mean, you can sort of write your opinions. I mean, we're a blog. We're not a news site really. It's just a lot of people are really busy, so they haven't had time to put in the hours to get the funny stuff out. So and each post takes a long time. I mean, I'm sure May, like, just finding gifts is hard enough to, like...
You don't know my life. Leave me alone.
What are you talking about? I'm just trying to say that it's hard work.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally messing.
Anyways, so, yeah, I encourage you guys to try. And another thing is, if you guys don't know... Oh, wait, sorry. They do know. Yeah, you told them basically.
Drum roll. Okay. Yeah, if there's no more questions for us, no one for the side chat. You guys don't have any questions. We'll give you about a couple seconds. But, rah, 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 hiring trolls. Yeah, like Steve said earlier, if you can be tasteful about your posts, first and foremost, we are a blog site. So unlike other sites, other news sites, we don't censor ourselves as much. So we're a lot more free to talk about our opinions and stuff. If you can do an article tastefully, then, you know, just go ahead and try and apply for us and we'll take you on our team and under our wing. Anything else? Ooh, you do, huh? Okay, well, you can, Ram, you can side contact me. We're always looking for new graphics editors and et cetera, et cetera.
Striker All 7 says, if SNSD ends, does that mean SNSD Korean is going to end too? I'll throw this to Dreadtech.
So yeah, obviously speaking. What's going to happen, that if SNSD disbands, I will ask whoever's the boss to give me leadership, and then I will make the official Locksmith blog forever.
Oh, wait till I come to Australia, I'm going to whoop
no
you
one out. Is going to stop me!
No, suck it. I'm going, by the time they disband, I will be going back to Cali, and I will be kicking it with Tiffany. And we'll be like this.
LocksmithKorean.com.
You can go ahead and have your Locksmith.
You can lie all you want, but then, you know, SNSDKorean.com will invariably link to LocksmithKorean.com.
That's right.
Locksmith is for Tanny.
Suck it, you punk ass. Alright, so I guess we're ending SushiCast number 19 on that note. Stay tuned, guys. We will be back in another month or so with more news and more shenanigans. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.